6 Perek of Bavasa, 8th Mishnah. Moichem Mokem Lechaveh Lassas Lekev. A person who sells a burial site to his friend. Vechei Mekabel Mechaveh Lassas Lekev. Or somebody who got the job to dig a burial site. So the way they used to make it is they used to make a Ma'ara, like a cave, underground, and the walls of the cave, there were room for making, putting in the coffins, the bodies. The cave itself is 4 by 6 amas. It was shmoina kuchim, and there, in the walls of this cave, there are 8 areas for putting in bodies. Shloishamikan, and the length. On each side of the length is room for 3 bodies, shtayim miknegdim, and 2 at the end. Kuchum, the place they dig for putting the body itself, is ochen arba amas v'rumim shiva, 4 amas long, which is long enough for a full body, and the height is 7 tvachim, reichlam shisha, and the width is 6 tvachim. He says the mire itself is larger, 6 by 8 amas. And you have 13 burial holes in the walls. Since the walls are 8, so there's enough room for 4 bodies on each side. And the narrower part, which is 6 wide, there's room for 3. One to the right and one to the left of the Pesach. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara how you do that in a way that it will not interfere with the mason that are buried on the other side. Let's put an angle. And on top of the cave itself, you have an area. Which is 6 by 6 amos, which is wide enough for the coffin and the people that are burying him. The Tanakhama says that when you have the central area, which is 6 by 6 amos, and to the left side you make one of these burial sites, which is 4 by 6 with 8 bodies buried around it. And you do the same thing on the other side. That you have the central area, and in all 4 directions you have burial caves. Everything depends on the type of ground it is. If it's more solid ground, harder packed ground, or stone, then you go like a Tanakhama. If it's a softer ground, then you go like Rav Shimon and you dig more. In other words, we assume that the person who's digging it is not being mekabel on himself to do something that's too hard for him, unless specified otherwise. So that's basically this compromise of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Maaseh Halacha is like the Tanakhama, that minastam, without specifying otherwise, you dig 2 burial caves. Each one is 4 by 6 with 8 mason, room for 8 mason to be buried in each one of them.